This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi, this is Carrie Fisher, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Carrie Callaghan from Geek Girl Con, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Samuta Nirti from Stargate SG-1 on Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Alina Huffman for Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Just do a bit of a debrief for the ladies. So how do we think the first Geek Girl speak... Yes, it's on now. I'm just talking into it for fun. The first Geek Girl speak has just finished, so how are we feeling, ladies?
I think it went really well. I was really, really pleased with the turnout. I liked that we had like lots of girls and guys, and we had great questions. We had lots of people who seemed like they were really into it. So because I wasn't sure what to expect in terms of the audience, but I think that they seemed really responsive and positive, and I thought it was great.
Yeah, we had some fantastic questions. And even just getting views that I didn't expect as well, because, you know, you sort of have that stereotype of what you think will come out of it, and the topics were all over the shop, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
It's awesome to learn something new, like people talking about their favourite characters, and I was like, I've never heard of that, I don't know what that is, but it sounds amazing. So it's nice to hear.
So
like,
you're going to be busy now, you're going to be busy catching up with those, Orphan Black and Lost Girl. And
just add it to the list, so many things on the list.
I'm surprised that no one said that Xena was their favourite character.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. I don't know what's happening, there's a shift.
We love you, Lucy Lawless.
We do.
Lisa Sky, now you've been part of the panel, was my wild card.
You added colour.
I get that a lot.
But
literally.
I think it's probably the first time there's been a comedy aspect to Armageddon as far as a panel.
Yeah, well, I mean, Armageddon's meant to be a pop culture expo, and, comedy is very much entrenched in pop culture, so I try and shoehorn it in. So,
Sarah Silverman.
And the people with the kids didn't seem to mind. Even though some of your stuff was a little adult-oriented, they were just kind of like, meh.
Did you see their ears blocked at one stage?
I asked them to do that because I was talking about jizz.
But their parents said, no, they don't need to. And the kids are like,
oh. Yeah.
It's like,
she's
terrifying.
They need to be exposed at some stage. And I think that was another really good part of what we were doing today, was that there were a bunch of like younger people there, and they were exposed to a lot of the ideas that were happening, and the notion of lady heroes and the notion of women achieving a lot, but also being able to be funny about it and relaxed about it and things like that.
Well, I was happy, I guess, that, because, I mean, coming here today, I thought, oh God, it's going to be the Anita Sarkeesian show. No offence to her and her wonderful plight that she's going through. It's a burden that she has, but I didn't want it to be about the negative stuff.
I like it was a celebration very much, and you steered that, so it was good.
I think it was a good balance, you know, because we talked about the issues, like some of the more negative things that I think are important to talk about, but then we also were like, what's awesome about women geeks and representation? So, yeah, it was good.
And you could see how passionate everyone was getting. I think it was a shame we were having to finish up, because I think once everyone started talking, they're like, no, I've got something to say as well. So,
Audiences take a while to warm up, and it often happens once.
Nerds love having an opinion.
But I guess this could be considered a slightly controversial topic, especially since we opened with all of the issues around representation and gamers, and we opened with death threats and rape threats, so it's a pretty like, whoa. So I think it took people a while to warm up, but yeah, it's a shame we couldn't just go longer.
I'm hoping what we did was create a safe space for people to be able to have their opinions and talk about the ways that they like to dress and how they feel they can, and you know, the things that they're into and why certain women are appealing to them and things like that. And I would really like to think that we created a safe space today and talked about some pretty important issues, but also had immense amounts of fun, and that was certainly the case. I had so much fun.
And the thing that was, I found that I could really geek out. And when you start thinking about it, there are so many links and tangents we could have gone off, and we could have been there for hours. And if there'd been some wine, who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
I think you need to make that a regular show. Just get a bunch of us in a room on the radio with wine.
We might have to have it as a podcast, obviously.
Well, maybe we should do, like, on the actual podcast, the Geek Girl Speak podcast, have, like, a debrief where we get the...
Let's do a post-podcast. Now it's recorded, so...
Okay, yeah.
Well, I just think it's amazing that you've like created a space that we can geek out and like be all celebrating female identifying products and characters and stuff. So thank you so much to Sonia for being amazing and
engineering this.
Fungineering. It's not often you get geek jism together in the same venue. It's just amazing. Will Scott Liston have a problem with us? It's a family show.
Yeah, I was not aware of for me, work-wise, or just right now, geek-wise. Going home to write my PhD. Sad. But also nerd out a bit, a few nerdy things, and obviously do a bit of shopping on my way through, because there's some things that I've seen that I desperately want to covet. Yes, but I will buy them.
I spotted a Labyrinth t-shirt that I don't have, because I have one of the cover poster from Labyrinth, and I found one with a close-up of Bowie's face that says, "You remind me of the babe," and I'm like, his what? His face or his codpiece?
His balls coming.
Oh, just his balls.
Did you know his balls
glass coming? His balls are coming.
He's got one ball. He's got one ball, and it's coming next year, July 2015. David Bowie is. That's a plug for Acme, see?
Oh, is that who David Bowie is? He's the ball's coming.
And we got to talk about David Bowie.
Yeah, that's what he keeps saying, that. His ball is coming.
What about you, ladies? What are you heading off to now at Armageddon? What are you going to geek out on?
Oh, I have to go prepare for a gig I've got tomorrow, and then I'm going to go home. Woo!
I have to spend the next 2 days working at the New Melbourne Broncos booth.
Okay.
So I will be here for ages. We'll go and visit you there later, I think.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Awesome. Have my friend Bambi live.
You're going to... I'm sorry.
Edit. We'll be editing this podcast. Yes.
Okay. And you'll hear more about this. I'm going to plug it on Watch Your Podcast. So you're going to hear a bit of an overview of the Geek Girl Speak panel and how it went.
Did you record some stuff?
We recorded, and Dean's going to interview me. So Watch Your Podcast. Check it out. Bit of a plug. But yeah, that's what I'm going to do apart from shopping this afternoon for David Bowie goodness.
Fantastic. Thanks, ladies. We'll hopefully see you again next year.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi, this is Erin Gray from Buck Rogers in the 25th Century, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Beautiful.
Nicola Scott, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Gail Simone, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Hi there, this is Anna Silk, and I play Bo on Lost Girl, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is Sci-Fi and Squeam on 94.9 with Tegan Javanka from Doctor Who.
This is Lolita Faggio, script coordinator for Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, and Voyager, and I'm here today with Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. Thank you.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.